Blog Talk Radio.
The following is intended only for mature audience.
Hey there, everybody. Happy Monday. Welcome to Unscripted Radio. It's me, the lovely and now tanned Mike J, joined by the, of course, lovely Karen Ashley, and Mama is here as well, and there's Katrina, if I can get you guys
Hello.
All unmuted.
Why are you echoing?
I don't know
are
why.
Are you pooping?
No, I'm not pooping. I'm in my kitchen. Oh, I lost Karen.
Oh, man.
No, I'm making, if you must know, Jell-O shots.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone.
There she is.
Hello.
We're talking about Mike's Jell-O shots.
Yeah, I was going to say, all I heard was Jell-O shots. That's the key word.
Yeah.
That's all you need to hear. So,
I saw
Mike,
1,000 Jell-O shots in that refrigerator. You know you're single,
yeah.
Mike, if you got all that refrigerator space to be putting.
Right.
That's because the bitch eats at McDonald's three meals a day.
I know.
Hey, I will have you know that I have not had McDonald's in over a month.
Well,
ooh.
Good. You're going to look good for those wedding pictures, and you're not going to have any man memories for me to punch.
No. Look at this. I'm telling you what. Whoever said that everything looks better tanned was absolutely true because
I said that.
I have been walking.
Six pack.
I have been walking around like in the nude in my apartment like for the past 3 days. And I'm telling you what, I see myself.
Are you in love with yourself?
Oof! Who is that straight tan, hot looking boy?
No, tan, spray tan is the slimming, like, too bad you can't wear stiletto heels. Spray tan and stilettos, you lose 10 pounds, honey.
Girl,
instantly.
Don't be giving away all my secrets.
Look,
I'm doing
a mixture because I got sprayed, all right?
Uh-huh.
And they also suggested that I can mix it in with doing the regular, the booth. So, right, and then the path went into the booth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's perfect. See, the booth is good because that way when you go in the water, you still have some color. Because spray tan washes off in the pool.
Right.
Yeah.
So it could be real embarrassing. Like, you know, say I'm hosting the Las Vegas bikini party show and I'm all tan and sexy, sucking it in with my fake sprayed in abs. And then I get in the water and, oop, there's a big brown puddle behind me. So I can't film once I get in the water. That's all she wrote. Better not wear white. Yeah, or if someone splashes you, like you'll be all discolored where they splashed and you'll look like a leopard.
Oh, listen, I got a couple. Because here was the issue. Like, I've only gone spray tanning once, and that was probably 10 years ago when my mom took me on a cruise. And before we went on the cruise, she was like, I booked us some spray tan. So, you know, this
That's
was like back
cute.
When
That's so cute.
It really was. Back when spray tan it like first came out or whatever, so it was a little orange-ish.
Right. Mm-hmm. You were real orange. You were mellow yellow back then.
Exactly. I had forgotten that really before you go spray tanning, you're supposed to pretty much shave everything because...
Yeah, shower the whole shebang because you really don't need a shower that night.
No. Well, like, I had showered ahead of time. All that was good. But, like, obviously, I'm a guy. I have hair on my legs and on my arms. You know, I'm not, like, massively hairy, but I have the normal amount of hair for a guy.
Please tell me you did not go spray tan and shave after.
No. But what had happened was, like she said, what's going to happen is you'll probably get a couple little droplets because the mist will congest or whatever on, you know, some of your body hair. She's like, don't wipe it, just pat it down. So I did pat it down, but now I've got on my one arm a couple, I look like, you know, freaking Bobby came over and was beating on me. I got bruises.
That's hilarious.
Look like Bobby.
Hilarious.
as you spray tan and become an aficionado, you'll learn all these little tricks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know everything about spray tan. I'll educate you when I'm there.
Yeah, you will.
That's why I don't fuck with that shit. I can't, no.
Well, another thing that's really important is if you don't put the barrier cream, which is this lotion, on the parts that you don't want color, like your cuticles, like around your nails, or like the palm of your hand, or your feet underneath, like then it'll turn dark, 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 crazy brown. So you have to use this barrier cream. So, like, if you're a novice, you don't know what you're doing, and you go in there and you just got your nails done or something, you're going to be so pissed if you forgot to use the cream, because it's going to turn you, like, dark, dark brown, and it's going to be so ugly.
Well, my girl was trying to give me all these tips, and she's like, told me about the barrier cream. But then she's like, well, you know, you don't have to if you don't care about that kind of thing. I'm like, listen, I don't want orange fingernails.
Right.
I mean, but if you're in there to begin with, of course you care about how you look.
All right.
Right.
I was probably driving because I was asking her all these questions. I was like, well, look, I've got a wedding that I need to go to in, like, 3 days, 5 days, but do you think it'll be better if I get sprayed, or should I just hang out in the booth for, like, 2 hours? Like, how does this all work?
2 hours. It's better to spray. You spray and just keep it moving.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to spray again by then, because hopefully you will have showered quite a few times.
Right.
It'll wash
off. Shouldn't probably double dip.
Yeah. No, that's what she said. She's like, you can, you know, come back and get sprayed the night before you go, or, you know, you can just do the booth. So I haven't decided if I'm going to go back in the booth again tomorrow night for a final 15 minutes and just call it good, or if I will go and get sprayed. I'm just worried about overdoing it and being too dark and not looking like me.
Tangerine. You'll be looking like me.
I'm going to
be my long-lost African-American brother.
Did you not get the memo? I told little Kim she could not.
What? What was the memo?
I told her she wanted to dye her hair because she found grays, and she wanted to dye it black. I'm like, you're not doing it fucking 4 days before my wedding. You can kiss my ass. And then if you look orange for my wedding, I am putting you in a fucking tub of bleach, and I'm scrubbing it off every fucking ounce of your body. Do you understand my words? I've already got enough fucking problems with this wedding.
Because he's already got a donkey, so he's just trying to match all the other parts.
Listen.
Exactly. You know what? Guys, I have a confession to make.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Confess. Do you have any confessional music? Mike, do you have any confessional music? Anything?
The best I can do.
Play that fucking Titanic song again, I'll kill you.
We need Titanic music. We need confessional music. Since we have a confession.
Well,
yeah, it's just a good one.
The following is intended only for mature audiences.
Well, I blame.
That's not good confessional music. You can do better than that. How about the music that we had when we were doing our trivia?
Right.
You want that music?
Yeah, it's music.
Oh, my God. All right, well, Jeff hasn't heard it because he wasn't on that show. So we will do some trivia music.
There you go.
I'm stalling because I can't find it.
You can't find it. I was like, press play.
Oh.
Here.
Handle it.
Okay,
here.
Go. I'll do the intro.
The following is intended only for me.
The
following is intended only for mature audiences.
All right. I'm totally epically failing tonight, you guys. I'm so sorry.
Let me do this.
Katrina's confessional music.
Okay, there
you go. All
That was acceptable. I suppose.
That's all I got.
Okay, fine. So here we go. My confessional. Well, I got the bridesmaid gown in the mail today. Jeffrey's bridesmaid gown.
Oh, I know
and
the story.
I had to use pliers to zip that shit up because I didn't realize, but the dress was coming from China. Now, we all know that Chinese bitches are little ass skinny bitches.
Yeah, zero body fat.
My big hips or my big old boobies do not fucking fit in the size 2 Chinese dress.
Oh, my God.
So I have to use pliers to zip that shit up. Could not wear a bra because I cannot fit anything in there. And I cannot breathe, so I am going to turn blue, and I'm going to be the same color as the Chinese size 2 bridesmaid dress.
Although I gotta say, it is a very
pretty dress. I hope you don't, like, burp or anything. It'll be like,
oh, I know, God forbid. Well, this is not the first time. I'm so vain. I always order a size small, and I'm like, I'll just diet my way into it.
You're crazy.
Of course I cannot get a dress that's the right size, because that would mean that I am bigger than I want to admit to being. So, of course,
right.
I'm just going to starve myself till the wedding, and I'll just get some Spanx and duct tape and shimmy my little self into that thing. Some Crisco, lube it up, jump on in. I'm praying for a stomach flu.
Oh, my God.
Right, is that Jeffrey is going to have pizza, pasta, and everything waiting on you once you
right?
get that plane. And
I know. He keeps telling
actually,
me this.
Actually, as of this moment, I'm not really sure there's any food in this bitch.
Good. I don't
there's
know.
You
only
to
alcohol.
Go to, like, a seamstress and see if they could put an extender.
I know. If I'd have gotten the dress in time, I could have done that.
Man.
But I paid for overnight shipping, and it took, like, 36 days to get here.
Wow.
Them Chineses don't understand what the word priority overnight means.
Them Chineses. I love
them
it.
Them Chineses.
Oh, my God.
With the English language.
All right.
These ones that I was dealing with.
I don't think them Chineses listen to our show, so all right, keep going.
Yeah, they do.
I think we're safe. If you guys are the people who made my dress, and you are, in fact, them Chineses, then I blame you.
Listen, it's not their fault. They only make, like, $2 a year.
Well, and
I don't give a fuck if they make $2 a year. They're fucking my shit up. They can all kiss my ass.
Oh, boy.
I ain't never going to a buffet again. Fuck them. I ain't supporting nobody.
No, you fucked your shit up by picking that horrible dress.
Oh?
Yeah, there's more. There's more people.
He laughs.
We are not done with this confession.
Katrina, just know this. Okay, confession.
Yeah, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. Okay, so, I get the dress, and I can't breathe in it. I'm about to turn blue. So I decide that I'm going to wear it a long, long time and break that bitch in.
Right.
Well, so I rolled around in it, took a nap in it. I walked down the street, got the mail in it. And then I realized, man, my neighbors are looking at me like, what the hell is Malibu Barbie circa 1982 doing walking down our street? We're to go to the prom. Ladies, Little Mermaid, what are you doing right now at 4 in the afternoon?
Don't I thought you were wasted.
What doing.
And then I realized it's probably 1,000 degrees in Vegas, too.
Oh, it's like 111, which brings me finally to the point of this whole thing.
Yes.
I just recently took the dress off, and I looked at it, and I melted spray tan on the inside of the dress and the underboob.
What?
Now you can't return it.
That's okay. Me and this dress are going to have a bonfire when I'm done. I'm going to punish it for being so tight and not letting me breathe.
No, you have to save it, because I've decided we're going to have an 80s theme party when the reality show gets picked up. And I expect all of the girls that were in the dresses, we're going to order Karen one. So we can have an 80s theme party, and you're all going
to
wear their
Karen,
dress. And I'm going
to
get one and wear it
forward
too.
I refuse.
Nuh-uh. You
Look,
can't.
Bitch,
oh, no. I'll guilt you into it, bitch.
He will guilt your ass in. He will guilt your ass in for sure.
How horrible.
I'm good at that.
Yeah, obviously.
hey, I'm just wondering, what day's Rosie O'Donnell coming on?
We're still working on that.
Yeah.
She's pending. It's pending.
Pending.
She said
you could have been a politician.
So we're just waiting on her to get back to us.
She said what?
Don't call us. We'll call you. Oh, there she is. Maybe that's her.
That's her right now. No. We have a caller from Western Massachusetts. 413, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Bitches, it's Christina. I don't need no fancy introduction, Western Massachusetts.
Oh, as you're not one of them Chineses.
Let me tell you real quick. I got to backtrack, Mike. If you ever put on Facebook again that you're hanging out in the nude, I'm going to puke on you.
Okay.
Very nice.
Also, this fucking dress. I've been home. Jeffrey, how many days have I been home?
I think you got here Friday.
I have been running ragged nonstop for this effort. Let me tell you right now. Oh, my God, I'm tired as hell. I waxed the floor today. It looks fabulous. This fucking dress, I think it's putting Jeffrey through menopause. I'm just saying.
It definitely is.
I literally were standing in his kitchen earlier. He starts talking about this dress and all the drama with this dress. He looks at me, turns on the air conditioner, and says, I'm having a hot flash.
I believe it. That dress is like the drama dress, boy.
It's Beyonce. Joey's losing his damn mind. We come back from getting a sandwich because, you know, we had to eat dinner. In the back of my car, all of a sudden, Joey's just laughing his ass off. I'm like, honey, what's wrong? I don't know. And he starts laughing. I'm like, holy shit, he needs some bath salts or something because he's losing it. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
If you had to wear this dress, you'd be losing it. I understand.
Oh,
I'm losing it. I feel like I have bath salts.
I saw it in public, and honestly, I had no comment. I just sat there and looked at the thing going, what the fuck is this?
I couldn't believe Jeffrey picked that dress. Of all dresses, Jeffrey, that was, wow.
Wait, hold the phone. Jeffrey, you picked this dress or someone else forced it on you?
Oh, boy.
Mike, is
Jeffrey.
My mom in the chat room?
No, there's like two people that listen to this show right now, so go ahead.
Okay. So what had happened was this.
Mm-hmm.
I picked out the first dress, okay, because I wanted like the sundress that wasn't a bridesmaid's dress, that was kind of casual, and that's something that you really would maybe actually wear again. Or, you know,
it's
you could
so
give to a girlfriend.
Everybody says that.
Mm-hmm. No, but that's why I didn't want a bridesmaid's dress. Because if you get an actual bridesmaid's dress, come on, you're never going to wear it again. Never.
Right.
But at least a sundress that's $39, there's a chance. And it was $39, who cares? Like, most of it was like,
point.
What's $39? You know
Correct.
What I'm saying? Like, we blow that on nothing.
Uh-huh.
So
right.
That's like three good drinks.
Exactly.
So we had to send, we couldn't get the first dress because one of the girls couldn't fit her tits into the dress. So,
under
it wasn't
Hannibal.
Now we have to look for a dress that, like, comes in a, you know, it has to be able to fit everybody. And I was having horrible luck. And my mother, like, sent me, like, five different dresses. And, like, everybody just kept pestering me, like, you need to pick the dress yesterday. So I just literally opened the first email my mother sent me and said, there you go. Like, I honestly didn't even really look at the dress.
You know what?
All
that's
I knew was that it was red in the picture.
That's a travesty because you had an opportunity to pick something and you didn't, and it's a travesty. That's no excuse, Jeffrey.
No. What's a travesty is what the fuck has gone on in the last 4 days.
You don't
okay?
even know. You don't even fucking know.
You know what? That's not even a travesty. That's a damn shame. Like, it is what it is, and people bought the dress. That's a damn shame. Like, shame on you. That's all I have to say about that. And if you're listening, shame on you. Because I was going to order that dress. As much as I didn't like it, I was going to get it, and it was just going to be what it is. Katrina ordered it. Everybody ordered it. It is what it is. We made a joke out of it. I told Jeffrey we needed to have a... you know, trash the dress, you know, ceremony where everybody jumped in a river, a lake, a pond, something, and, like, trashed the dress, and that would be the funny thing, and I said, Jeff, you need to be in the, you and Joe be in, like, a river, and we'll be around you in these crazy dresses just destroying them. So it was, like, kind of, it became the joke, but that whole situation that's gone on the last couple of days, shame on you. If Katrina Johnson, who was on a hit TV show, can wear the damn dress, everybody else can wear that fucking dress. Period.
Amen.
No, seriously, I can make jokes about it all day. I can go, oh, my God, it's a travesty. How dare you, Jeff? And Jeff knows I'm completely joking with him. But I would have wore that dress. If that's my friend, my family, my boy, and he says, stand next to me in this dress, then I'm like, okay, you, what else do you need me to do? You want me to hop on one leg? Okay, great. Yeah. For you, anything.
Here's the thing, you know, this whole dress drama, but it really gets you thinking. It's like, you know, everything's been fun and games. Everyone's been having a good time. We've had jokes. I've witnessed firsthand, and so has Shannon, the real stress that this whole situation is putting on these two. And I'm like, you know what? I go, this is BS, because I you know what's that TV show there, the Say Yes to the Dress Bridesmaids?
Yeah.
You sit there and you hear the things and see the things that these bridesmaids say to these brides, and I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Yeah, you're like, oh, people don't really do it. It's a TV
bullshit.
Show.
Bullshit. You know, this was a lesson they fucking do. And I'm sitting here going, you know what? If I had any control over this, I would fucking punch them all right in the box, because this is bullshit.
Exactly.
In the box.
Yeah. One thing I will say this, Jeff,
wow.
The day I get married, I'm not having bridesmaids. Because I realized from your experience, there is no reason to deal with children on a grown-ass situation.
Well, you know, and I think
they're supposed to be grown-ass women.
Ooh. You know, the whole, honestly, it wasn't just the bridesmaids. It wasn't just, I mean, literally.
It was like a handful of people. Two apples ruined the whole bunch. 50%
of the most important people to this day have done nothing but make it miserable. I mean, Joe and I are truly at the point we cannot wait for it to be over with. Our most exciting thing right now is for Katrina to get here. Like, that's our most exciting piece, is that Katrina's going to be here.
Oh, we're talking about how drunk
we're
going to get.
Excuse me. How about you at least be a little bit excited for 200-plus Jell-O shots?
No, oh, Michael, you can drop them off and
excitement.
Go.
There's excitement. He's excited, but like, I see where this is like, I mean, you hope in your life that you only get married once. Like, I think every person I know, whether you're conservative, whether you're wild and free, I think at the end of the day, your goal is to get married once and be happily ever after. I think that's kind of the theme. And the reality is you don't plan on getting married again or having another wedding. And if you did, it would be a renewal. Like, it'd be a, you know, vow renewal or something. So to ruin the one wedding you may get in your life because you're selfish or because you're thinking about yourself or because, you know what, you just didn't even take the time to realize that you're affecting the two people that matter most, the groom and the groom.
So I was waiting for you to say the bride and the groom.
I think that's half the people's problem is nobody sees what they're doing to us. Like, everybody since day one, it's like, you're going to be Bridezilla. And I purposely gave up control on everything and tried to be passive and be like, yeah, if that's what you want to do and that's your idea, cool, let's do it. You want those colors? Cool, let's do it. And completely backfired in my face. Like, I tried to be so passive, so easygoing, and just nonchalant about it, and then, you know, I'm getting bitched that I'm not fucking doing things right, or I'm not doing stuff fast enough, and I'm just going with the flow. Like, it's just one fucking day. All this stupid shit, these fucking dresses and the decorations, it doesn't matter to me. What matters is the people that are there and Joe. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I truly care about.
It's really bad.
And I don't think they even realize what the fuck they did.
Yeah.
And I think if somebody did that to them, this would be a whole different ballgame.
Oh, Lord. I don't even want to know. It's really sad. Like, I've known Jeffrey for, oh, my God, 20 years at least. And just to see the relationships that he's gone through and know what he's gone through and to finally see him with someone that makes him completely happy and then to have all this bullshit go on, it breaks my heart. Like, you know, they're looking forward to this. They want to get married, and it's like, you know, really, why can't it just go smoothly? Why the hell can't people just go, what the fuck? It sucks.
Right.
Because I know being around them the past few days, they are at that point where they're like, fuck, is it Saturday yet so we can just get this fucking over with and drink? And it's like, you know, it's really sad that it's gotten to that point. It just sucks.
I know. And I feel so bad because I really wanted to be there and bring in the day. And a month ago, I had to break news to him, and I was kind of like, oh, I hope I don't ruin the day. I hope I don't, you know. I mean, it was just such a, like, I'm so excited for you. Like, on top of everything, it's so hard to find love in life. So to have found someone and to be able to say, I'm going to make this type of commitment, I'm so proud and so excited for you. And it's just so crazy that you really have to be a bridezilla, or you've got to be a raging bitch to just get people to get their in their place and understand that today is your day. And that shouldn't be very hard. You don't really get a lot of days in your life. You may get a birthday, but once you get older, that kind of goes away. You may have something, but that kind of goes away. You really only have one day, 2 days out of your whole life that it's about you. And that's kind of sad.
Honey, you don't obviously know Jeffrey, because apparently every day is about him, and none of y'all got the memo.
That's true. That's true. I do know him. And you're absolutely right.
Oh.
I'm sure I'm going to get punched in the face tomorrow and made to clean something when I get over there.
No, I just got a lot of work for you tomorrow. That's okay, bitch. I got some work for you to do.
Now. Oh, I'm sure you do. Fucking A. I've been home for five minutes. Jesus Christ.
I have to say, now, when I talked about, remember how I said that I had personal assistants? Christina truly was, like, my first one, where, like, I would call her at work because we had, like, a massive party the night before. I'm like, can you go clean the house? People are coming over.
I
would come home.
There.
Yeah. House would be spotless. And now, when she got back, look, the Midge got jealous. Because.
She's jealous. She's jealous. Poor Shannon.
I was like, Christina. And I'm like, you know, I can ask Christina to go clean my house, and I don't have to correct her about anything because she listens to my words and does what I asked her to do. And little Shannon's like, she off, or so angry.
A bitch, it has nothing to do with I listen to you. You're going to cut off my alcohol supply, and then we're going to have a problem. You know. I've only had one bottle of vodka since I've been home, and I really think that that's just underpayment.
Yeah, that's wrong, Jeffrey.
Well, and here's the thing. You know, Friday, like, we've been kind of stressed about everything. And, like, you know, we knew we had a crazy busy weekend ahead of us. And we had tons of stuff to do around the house. So Friday, we ended up getting liquored up. We ended over at my aunt's house.
Oh,
and,
Jesus
lives
Christ.
On Ketchup, but we call it Ketchup Street now.
No,
and
Joey was drunk
was
and it came out Ketchup Street.
Yeah, there was Chunky Duncan involved. There was some naked women's. I have not been surrounded by that much vagina in years.
Oh, okay. This is what happened. We're in the pool, swimming along, you know, doing our thing. And next thing you know, his drunk Aunt Cindy, who you're going to meet, and just died because she's just a barrel of laugh. She's asking Jeffrey to untie son. I'm like, well, maybe her knot in her bikini top is too tight. Well, next thing you know, I blink. There is no bikini top.
Oh, no.
Little Shannon, being little Shannon, she's like, oh, what the fuck? Rips her bra off. And I'm like, you know, why do my boobs have to be so big? And I said, ah, fuck it. So I pulled down the top of my swimsuit, and we're just floating around. Next thing you know, it's... Go ahead, say something about my boobs, because I know it's about to come out your mouth. What? Oh, he's got nothing to say. So next thing you know, Aunt Cindy throws off her bottoms. Little Shannon throws off her bottoms, and I'm like, well, I can't really feel my feet because I'm so drunk, so let's just take off our clothes. So, you know, it was a very freeing experience. I must admit, Shannon will say the same thing. We felt free, and Joey took off his pants for a minute, and, you know, I don't know. I don't really remember. I don't remember anything until we got to Taco Bell.
Yeah, you got to love it when friends just randomly get naked around each other.
You know.
I've been naked for 3 days.
Oh, okay. But then Jeffrey smacked me in the boob and it hurt.
Mike's naked and running through the house, spray tan.
Do you do this often? Do you just get in the side? Oh, I'm just going to get naked and run through my house. Do you do this often? Because I know a good therapist, honey. We could bring you when you
get
home.
Well, no. It had nothing to do with, like, you know, just wanting to be naked. But, like, you know, I got spray tanned.
I know, but still.
I didn't want it to smudge. So, you know, I didn't want it to, you know, like, my clothes were all sticking, so I'm, like, stripping them off, and, oh, my God. I had such a hoot with my new stylist that I absolutely love. Like, that we picked my hair color out of a book. We picked the cut out of a book. It's very, you know, Zac Efron-ish when he has short hair mixed with one of the little kids from One Direction. It's that sort of look going for it.
Wait, she cut your hair and you look like Zac Efron? Honey, that's a whole makeover right there.
You don't even know what I've put myself through the past few days. Like, I can't. Oh. Like, I turn all the lights off in my house and I smile in a mirror and my teeth blind me. All right? They're radioactive how much bleach I put on these fuckers.
Oh. Damn. So. Mike is like, Mike, are you the bride? Because you sure have prepping.
You know.
Mike's like, I'm about to catch me a random guest at the wedding.
What I'm saying.
Oh, well, there'll be a few there. We won't mention names that want to take the donkey for a rip, but I'm not saying nothing.
Listen, is currently in stasis for a little, because he got, I gotta say, his hip got a little sunburned, so he is, you know.
Oh my God, you did not just say that.
Too much?
I don't do the penis. That's nasty.
That's
my,
so you think penises are nasty?
Well, Jeffrey, help me out because you know my track record better than me.
Jeffrey, you got nothing. Nobody jump into your defense.
You're on your own.
Okay, I like the vagina. It's delicious. every, like, year and a half, I don't know. I just got this urge, like, I need a man. I don't know what for, but I need one.
Oh, you're just stingy. That's all that is.
Yeah, I just like sex. I really think that's my problem, but I don't really find it a problem. Everybody else does. I don't know.
But no, if you get Mike drunk enough, you can get some.
I don't want the donkey. I am all set with that. There's just certain people I just can't see naked. Michael, I love you to pieces. I've just known you forever, and that's just nasty. I just can't.
Well, look, since I'm all tanned and everything looks nice now, I'll keep my pants on for you, but look, the shirt's coming off, all right, I got to say.
Thinking about the amount of vodka that's probably going to be consumed from Wednesday forth, Lord only knows what I will see and probably not remember I saw it, so.
Don't worry, yeah. We'll take pictures to refresh your memory the next day.
Probably, that's fine. I'm gonna leave for now, guys, because I gotta go to bed because I'm sure Jeffrey will be calling me at 6 o'clock in the morning wanting me to go watch the kids because his back's out or something. So.
Yeah, exactly. Good right. Clean my house while you're at it.
Right. All right. Bye, bitches. Have a good night.
Good night, Christina.
Bye. I need to know why Jeffrey Emmett is so quiet.
Oh, because the drama never stops.
What? Of course. What now?
That's all I can say.
Give me that fucking phone number, Jeffrey. What now?
I can't. I'm in enough trouble.
Obviously. I need to go up there and just slap some bitches.
Yep.
No.
I'll slap a bitch. I don't care.
Exactly. Get the bitch out, even if it is a family member.
I know. That's really the people I like to slap. Family members. You can
see
them again. They know not to fuck with you ever again. Give them the look.
All right. Well, we got to talk about something else.
Oh.
Okay.
Damn it.
I know. There's a couple 716 area codes listening on the line, so we don't want to get Jeffrey in trouble with the soon-to-be in-laws.
Okay, why you gotta call him out like that? Like, come on.
Oh.
I know, make his life worse.
Whoops. Was it not them?
All I have to say is this. If you're causing problems or you're causing drama, chill out. This is about Joe and about Jeffrey. And, I mean, it's supposed to be a joyous occasion. Listen to his voice. It's not even our normal mama. He's, like, sad. He's, like, depressed. It's like... This is supposed to be fun. You're supposed to be, like, excited, counting down the seconds to Saturday. And it's like, you're counting them down, but you just want it to be over with. That's wrong. God.
Right.
Yeah.
That's wrong. Karma's wrong. That's all I have to say. And that's Karen talking, not Jeffrey. It's Karen. So if you got problems, get my number from Jeffrey, and I'll tell you a few things.
Oh, boy.
That's right.
I'm so glad you're going there, Katrina, though, because I know you're going to be spreading the sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
You're my girl. So.
That's right. I will be getting everybody wasted. That's what I do best.
Exactly.
That's my contribution. So my question, Mama, are you more of a wine drinker or a champagne drinker?
So, unfortunately, I have to cut this short and I have to go. I will catch up with you all after the show.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
All right, Maya. We love you.
All right.
Good night.
Okay, bye.
Oh, boy. He's probably about to get in trouble.
I don't like ugly.
Oh, boy. All right. Well,
Hmm.
I don't really know where to go from there, but all right, we'll take some callers. Why not? speaking of, let's see, somebody from 716, upstate New York. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Are you talking to me, Mike?
Yeah, you. You pushed one.
Yeah, I'm Joe's mom, and I think this is fucking bullshit. We come from a good place because my kids can't get their dresses in on time. This fucking bullshit. He wants drama. He's got drama.
Oh, come on. This is their day. Why would you do that?
They are there. They're going to be there to support their brother and Jeffrey, whether they can have their goddamn dresses or not.
You know, but I got the email for the dresses as well. That was like 2 months ago. Ample time to order dresses.
You know what? The first dress that they wanted to get, Julie ordered. My daughter ordered it. She ordered it, and then they changed their mind. So what the fuck?
You played into it when you pressed one. Come on now. Let's all be adults.
Because I've been sitting here listening to it, and it's bullshit. Because my family is a good family.
I've been in a million weddings, and trust me, I've been in a million weddings, and there's always something, and there's always, but you make it happen, you know? And then when it doesn't happen, you kind of just go with what's been decided, and you kind of just be happy for people, and, you know, calling them to the radio station. That's adding to the drama, you know? And it's sad. They're so upset. And I'm sure you're upset, but can you imagine how upset they are that they had to make that phone call to you guys and say, you know, we got to keep it going?
Yeah, well,
my
daughters would have worn practically nothing to support their brother, just to stand up for him, but it wasn't good enough.
I know they probably would.
But you know what? The whole thing is the outcome is going to end up the same way. No matter what, the outcome is going to end up, they're going to be married. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good
Absolutely.
Time, no matter what they have on.
Absolutely. And we hope that that's the end of all of this, is that it's going to be a great situation. Because right now it's not so great leading up to that. Instead of people getting upset, people should be like, you know what, I'm really sorry, and let's just make it better.
That's what we've tried to do.
Yeah.
We really have tried to do that. That's what we have said.
I know, but you know, it's like right now.
Does it really matter what it comes down to, what they wear, as long as they're standing up? If I had my mother standing up for me, if I had my mother today and she was standing up for me, I wouldn't care what she had on. If
you know what,
think about any bride,
think about any wedding, think about anything. You know, and I know, that if someone shows up and they don't have what everyone else has, it does matter. It does. And I know maybe it shouldn't, and I know maybe it doesn't, you know, because right now you're on the other side, but I think if you put your, you know, you put the shoe on the other foot, or if you kind of stepped into their shoes, and, you know, I'm saying everybody else was able to get the order in on time, everybody else was able to do it, and the reality is that it does matter. It's going to look crazy if there's 10 bridesmaids, and two are dressed in one thing, and the rest are all in this other dress.
Well, the thing is that, you know, all of this drama is for nothing because my one daughter's friend is going to
stop anybody from being there for anyone.
My other daughter's not dressed.
And if they're standing next to him, or they're sitting down behind him, or if the love that's there should just be there, period. It doesn't matter where you're at. It just matters that you're there.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's true. It's true. My sister got married, and I couldn't even make it there. And you know what? I got on a plane after I filmed 12 hours, and I got there, and I didn't see the wedding, and I walked in jeans and a T-shirt, and all that matters was the look on her face that I flew all the way to Texas just to be there for one day. And that's how it ended up being, you know, and it didn't matter.
Nope, it doesn't matter. That's exactly it. It doesn't matter. My daughter came all the way up from North Carolina. And she will be there, whether she has a dress or not, she will be there.
Absolutely. And that's all that matters.
Yeah. And you know what? It doesn't matter. Because I am so sick of this shit. I'm so sick of all the drama. He wanted drama. It's bullshit. It's supposed to be a happy occasion. No matter what,
Any bride you know would be upset if you were giving, you know, okay, you're going to be in the wedding. Okay, to be in the wedding, this is what you wear. Okay, order it. Any bride you know, and the person didn't order it, any bride would be upset. And any bride would say, you know what, I can't have you up there with something else on. We can't change it up. Everybody spent their money. Everybody's gone to the trouble. Katrina got her dress today, and she's been calling for the last 2 weeks going, where is the freaking dress? I ordered it.
It took a month.
Really?
She's been calling
the reality is that everybody went to the trouble. So you can't just change it in the ninth hour. Anybody would be upset. I don't think that Jeffrey... And I don't think what he's feeling is anything unusual. Anybody would be upset.
You know what?
And
I'm not
saying what you're feeling is unusual either.
I will call them and try because, you know, Joe looked up and he said there's no phone number. My daughters both looked up and said there's no phone number because I would call and I would bitch.
Right.
Because if they can't get the dress here on time, if they're going to get it here on the 15th, I don't want the fucking dress.
Right. I'm sure they have a return policy.
Yes, they do, but if they can't have the dress here on time, she ordered it 2-3 weeks ago, and it's still not, and it hasn't shipped yet.
But I got the email 2 months ago. Come on, let's take a little bit of responsibility here. Let's take a little bit. Everybody knows how bridesmaid dresses are. They're not something that's just there. It's something that takes time. I mean, it takes a couple months to get a bridesmaid dress. It takes up to, 6 months to get a wedding dress. I mean, that's just that industry.
Bingo.
That's how
Bingo.
It goes.
Bingo.
You know?
Bingo. I've been in weddings. My niece just had a wedding. It took 6 months or better to get my daughter's dress in time. Bingo.
Okay,
if you ordered the dress two weeks ago,
then I think someone needs to take responsibility for ordering it late. If you know the industry and you know how that goes, I mean, I call Jeffrey.
I know how that goes, but Jeffrey has been about the dresses, too. And I know that my daughter ordered the first dress that they picked out, and he changed his mind on that. So it's been very indecisive.
But you know what? Your daughter still had 2 months in order to order this dress.
Wait.
And if you waited 2 weeks, then it's going to show up late.
Time out. Because I was just told, because this conversation got brought on air, that Joe's whole family was going to get called and not come to the fucking wedding. So now you're on air blasting this shit out? Explain that to me. And first of all, the dress got changed once because somebody didn't fit in it. It was crystal clear that we were picking the second dress. So for this shit to go on is unacceptable.
Jeff, she's left. She hung up when she heard you come on the air.
Of course, because that's how everybody does in their fucking family.
And I think we just lost Mama.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Now, they say that getting married is one of the most stressful things you ever do in your life. And now I could see why.
I told Jeffrey earlier, I said, look, man, everything you've been going through the past few months with not just any particular group of people, person, anyone, just the whole thing. I'm like, I am never, ever getting married. If I ever get to that point where I love someone enough to do it, you know what? We're going down to City Hall, and it's for us and nobody else. Like, I'll take random strangers off the street to be my witnesses. I want nobody else there.
Right. No, I'll invite people, but you just show up. That's all your responsibility is to show up, you know?
Oh, actually, I just Googled it, the top 10 most stressful things you ever do in your life. And I thought getting married was like number one or two, but it's actually number seven.
Really?
Yeah. The 10 most stressful things for Americans that you could ever go through here is one, death of a spouse.
Yeah.
Two, divorce. Three is marriage separation. Four is a jail term. Five is death of a loved one. Six is injury or illness. And seven is marriage. So,
right. Well, this is the thing. What people are going through
is, you know, right up there with death of a spouse, divorce, a jail term, and injury.
Right.
And then
but you know what this does to me? That says that there are seven other things much more important than the argument that just occurred. Seven other things, horrible, horrific things that could happen to you in your life than someone not taking responsibility for ordering a dress late or someone causing stress to someone for no reason. Like, come on. Seven other things. Somebody can die. Someone could go through divorce. Someone could go to jail. Like, there's so many other things that could happen in life that could really fuck you up. And you're you know, really, really.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, I mean, I think we see why now. Marriages can be one of the most stressful things you ever do. Because of other influences like this. That's why when Mama said that he was going to cook all the food himself at his wedding, I was like, you are out of your mind. Getting married is one of the most stressful things you'll ever do, and you're going to try and add some other responsibility to it. Why don't you just show up? Show up and be beautiful.
Right. Order pizza.
I don't get married.
That's my plan. Fried chicken.
Yeah.
Man.
Order some chicken.
Yeah, and you know what? I want to publicly apologize to Joe because I definitely did not mean to argue with his mom, and I know that might have been disrespectful on my part because she is his mother. She's someone's mother. I know I would not want anybody arguing with my mother. So, Joe, I apologize to
you. Yeah. I mean, had I known that was, I mean, there's a couple other 716 numbers on here. I'm under strict instructions no longer to take calls from area code 716. Had I realized that's what was going to go down, I would have never taken that call because certainly this is something that, you know, should be dealt with behind closed doors and not in front of a national radio audience, you know, slightly inappropriate,
right.
And it's just going to make mountains out of molehills. I mean, it's a dress, honestly.
Right.
It's a dress. You know?
Exactly. It's a dress, and you just sit on the side and cry and clap and be happy for your family and your brother and your new brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
But
Amen.
Anyway, so I do apologize, Joe, if I was disrespectful anyway to your mother. I wasn't trying to be. Jeffrey wasn't here to defend himself, so
okay.
I go into mama mode when mama's not here.
That's it. Well, you know, I got a 704 area code, which I know is not anywhere near upstate New York, I hope to God. Let's make it a Power Ranger question. 704, what's your name and where are you going?
Julie and Becky, the bitches from New York.
Who?
What?
It's Julie and Becky, your future sisters-in-law. The ones who are going to get bitch slapped. Bring it, then.
Oh, wow. Mike, you told them to take any more phone calls.
I'm fucking loving you, cunt.
Whoa, hey now.
Wow.
Right.
Trust me, girlfriend. I'm going to have worse than a cut.
There's nothing wrong with it.
You can be mad all you want. Take responsibility. Take responsibility.
You already were dressed 2 weeks
ago.
That's a dress that's due us quite a long time before that. Both studying for about a year, so.
Yeah. Take responsibility. Because if it's your wedding, you'd be fine. You'd be fine in the corner. If it's your wedding and somebody's trying to, like, wear something out the box, oh, I'm not going to wear the dress because I didn't order it in time, you would be crying in the corner. That has nothing to do with supporting your brother. It's about respecting what the bridal party is wearing. You can support your brother and stand there and smile and clap and cry. You can still support your brother. Show up and be supportive. That has nothing
Karen,
to do with supporting your brother.
Yeah, Karen, we're done with this.
That was terrible. There will be no more calls tonight.
I'm sorry for a few folks who wanted to call in.
No one is going to call any of these hosts a bitch unless it's me and it's warranted. So
no more calls tonight, guys. I'm sorry. Shit.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not sure I even heard all of the words that were just said, but
I heard a few "see you next Tuesday" words in it. That was kind of fresh.
I thought that's what I heard. Yeah.
I'm gonna be there. Come to LA and kick my ass. Come on, bring it. I'm ready. I know Marcella.
So about that, I never said someone was going to get bitch slapped. I said someone was going to get a Power Ranger pimp slap. That's different. That's a joke. It's one of our terms that we use on the show. You didn't have to go all crazy and start dropping the C word. It's not that serious.
Okay. Anyway. I think that's James. I don't know, because he must have heard me, because he just typed a comment like, not even James? No more callers? I'm like, well, sorry, James. I'll unmute James. James, I swear to God, if you say something inappropriate. Hi, James.
Hi, I won't say anything inappropriate, I promise.
Okay.
I, like, completely missed the show because I had a date tonight. But
well, listen,
yeah,
you guys go back and listen on demand, because I think even we crossed the line to Jerry Springer. Well, I felt like I was on Jerry Springer for a while.
Seriously.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to listen on demand.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. All I heard was that, like, I came on and all I heard was the "see you next Tuesday" word, and I was like, oh, shit,
yeah.
Okay.
What I heard. Like, my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad
Can
we dropped the...
I know, I'm the black girl, so don't try to pick on the blonde chick. I'm the one talking shit.
Yeah, what the...
Oh, man.
It was crazy.
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 Yeah. Welcome to my world.
Mama's back.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, Mom.
Yeah.
Katrina and I are a little scared to come to the wedding now, Jeffrey. We're a little frightened.
Well, apparently, at this point, Joe is so devastated. It's just sickening, like the whole thing. Like, you were upset because something was mentioned on air. Nobody was pinpointed unless you obviously were in the situation. And then to get upset, so upset that you text Joe to tell him that you're going to tell the whole family not to come to the wedding because of something I said on the radio show, because of your direct actions. I mean, this happened before with the baby shower, after we talked about that kind of stuff then, and it was an issue then. And this stuff just keeps going. Like, nobody learns from their mistakes. Like, I did not do this. I did not create this problem. I'm not the one who ordered the dress late.
You know what?
I'm not
the one who did that. Because I was not trying to argue with his mother or his sisters. But I wasn't going to allow them to talk shit about you when the situation, it's like, my biggest thing was take responsibility for your actions. At this point, be there for your brother, go sit down, have it, be happy, but all this extra, like, you know,
this has been the problem since day one. It's never been about him and I. It's been about everybody else, their egos, and what they need or how they feel or what they want or why we shouldn't pick that wedding day, why we shouldn't have the shower then, why we shouldn't do this, why we shouldn't do that. Like, this has been going on since day one. And it's obviously not going to stop. You know, like... You wanted to pick different dresses, so then I tell you can pick different dresses, and that's still not good enough. So I'm not really sure at that point what I'm supposed to do. except for the fact that you have ruined this day for us. You have all single-handedly ruined it. So congratulations. I really hope you're all proud of yourself and you feel like bigger people, especially calling into my radio show and calling people a cunt. Like, that's real big of you. Real big of you. Like,
I
nobody...
wasn't offended, though. I get called that all the time, Jeffrey.
Wow.
You know Larry was calling us. You remember, I don't even know that you were on the show last Friday, Deb, but we got one of those weird guys calling in again. And
oh,
we
do we need to rehash that? That
oh,
was
we need
so
to
embarrassing.
Say that. Kinds of so things. This weirdo so. Calls in, and he was like, dude, you sound like you have a little dick to Mike. And we're like, actually, he doesn't.
I've seen a picture.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures. It's actually pretty
and
big.
Goes, yeah, and then he goes something along the lines of, what, dude, do you like to take it in the ass or something? And Mike's like, actually, yeah, I do. What?
Oh, yeah, it got even... then the next thing he's asking,
he
like, will you stick it up your own ass or something?
I go, actually, it's big enough. He can put it up his own ass. It is big enough.
You know what? It's all those haters that have watched the promos that all the listeners came up with. And it's all
yeah.
the haters coming on here and trying to be assholes.
Yeah.
But you know what? Haters are motivators. So
exactly.
Just remember that, people.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm wearing plastic wrap to bed. I made a full suit out of it. I'm going to try and sweat out a few extra pounds so that I fit in that dress that's causing so much controversy.
Okay.
And I'm going to post lots of pictures of me in this dress.
Listen, all I got to say is at least this dress was not terribly expensive because somehow I have a feeling that these dresses, those that have them, are going to get dumped in wine or something. I don't know. I got a feeling.
Oh, man. I got a feeling that this dress is going to end up on fire.
Listen, people, if you want to pass harm to my dress.
We got to laugh, guys. We got to laugh because, man, you got to laugh to keep from crying in situations like this. And it's comical.
Oh,
your day's not ruined. Your day's going to be fabulous. And your day is going to be wonderful because, like you said, it's all about Joe. It's all about you. Everything else really doesn't matter.
Right.
Nothing. Nothing matters. You can be by yourself.
To my first point, I cannot wait for it to be over with. Like, it's just, you know, I just don't even care anymore. Like, I'm just done with it. I'm not going to talk about this anymore. There's no conversations to be had because there's nothing left to say. Like, everything okay. that was needed to be said obviously was said on air when nobody wanted it brought up. So business got put out there. And really, you know, like, it is what it is. So that's just how it's going to be. That's how it's going to be.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I would just like to say to all the haters out there, that if you're going to call one of my co-hosts bad names, don't call it. But if you want to call and be a creepy weirdo like Chocolate Man or the prankster who wants to call and, like, take my booty virginity, you assume it's still there. Ha, joke's on you. If you yeah. guys want to call, go ahead. I welcome it. Let's party.
Oh, my God. So why was your booty virginity talked about last week and then, no, week before, and then
and then
booty
this
virginity.
Friday was Mike. Yeah.
We got to start taking down the numbers. I wonder if it's the same guy.
Probably.
Well, you said this one was 619, which is San Diego. So to all the freaks in San Diego, holla!
You know, well, listen, buddy, San Diego, I'm going to be there in about a month. I mean, if you're curious and maybe you want to meet up in a dark alley somewhere, I'm down. I'm all right. I mean, there'll be a film crew behind me, but we're good. You can sign the release. It's okay.
You can see my big donkey.
Hell yeah. Good Lord. All right. Well, listen, I don't know what area code 574 is, but we ain't taking no more calls because I don't know who the numbers are anymore. So I'm sorry. I apologize. But you know what we were supposed to do tonight, guys? And we were supposed to announce the winner of our video contest.
Woo-hoo! Are we going to do
hell
it or are
yeah.
we going to save it for tomorrow?
I'll leave that call up to you, Karen. Do we want to?
I've got enough problems in this.
I think that tells us who the winner is. I think that means that it's the guy that says, that's Karen Ashley. I want the.
I love that.
It's Karen making the call.
I don't think he won. I think the guy from Australia won.
Well, I guess we probably should.
Drum roll, please.
Oh, we don't have a drum roll. We couldn't afford it. We'll do a big to-do about it tomorrow night. But, yes, you guys are right. Luke Shaw from Australia.
Woo!
Yeah, taters, mash, and gravy or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like how when it flashed about the stuff we talk about, there's like donkeys.
Yeah, I love that.
I bet we Google donkey. Mike's picture might come up.
It probably does, actually.
Probably. Google that donkey.
I know. If you Google Stranglewood, your picture comes up, Katrina.
If you Google unscripted radio, a picture of me comes up.
Does it? Oh, my God, I love it.
I Googled it one night, and it was weird. It's like one of my a picture of me from one of my YouTube videos comes up, and I'm just like, really? Awesome.
Awesome. You're part of the family, whether you want to or not.
You know what? I love being a part of this family. Unscripted Radio family is incredible. You guys are amazing, and I love every single
one
of you.
We're dysfunctional, but we love you, too.
Yeah
we are. We have fighting matches on the air.
Good Lord. I know. I think tonight really just takes the cake. Like, Jeff and I have had our little disgruntled moments on the air.
Never like this. Oh, ever.
But
it's fighting. L7, of all people, L7.
L7, throwing it down.
I mean, normally
you can't mess with my baby. Jeff is my baby. I don't care what you say, who says, what says. I don't care. I love him to death. Him and Mike, Katrina, if anybody messes with my babies, it's on and popping. We can fight each other all day, and I don't care. But,
Aww. Yeah, that
I
is
know.
Rough.
You too, Jamesy. You too.
Aw, thank you. I feel so loved.
Yeah, we are a tight family. We are a tight family. So, yeah, we're going to have to get in touch with Luke because, Karen, we're going to have to work this out. We didn't anticipate an international winner winning our contest. $50 is not going to do him much good. So we have to work that out. Plus, we're a morning show over there, so we got to try to coordinate on how we're going to get him on. But that'll probably be after the wedding. We'll be back to regular schedule. But, that's all I got.
That's all I got, too. Guys, take a little time to enjoy your family and spread the love.
And
hopefully they don't use the C word when they call your friends.
Yeah, look, I mean, we're a very loose show, but I do not ever want to hear that word brought up on this show ever again.
Agreed.
Yeah, anyone called in and used that word, you will not, you're done. You're done. You will be permanently blocked. Well, we're a very free-flowing show, but that's just not even cool.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you want to call me a shithead, whatever, I mean, you want to talk smack, that's fine, but I'm not down with that word. I don't think Karen is or Katrina or anyone else really appreciates it, but so... All right.
Nope.
That's my stance. I'm done.
Love
it. Love it.
Oh, God. Where's the music? We got to end this stuff. All right. Good night. Come back tomorrow.
Great. Love you long time. It's my blue bride, Mr. Hess. I love you all.
Night, everyone.